Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Tribune sports writer Paul Sullivan joining us now. Paul, good morning. Did you ever think that a couple of people who had a big hand in ending more than a century of misery on the north side, Joe Maddon and David Ross, would encounter such ignominious ends to their careers with the Cubs?
No, although Maddon's was kind of a slow motion thing, so we kind of saw that coming by his last year. Because remember, they went into that last year not negotiating him for an extension. So, but this one was really just a smack in the face. You know, even by Theo and Jed standards, is pretty cold blooded. So. I just can't even imagine what Ross is thinking right now, because just a month ago, you know, the season ended and they had nothing but nice things to say about him, and then now he's gone. So I guess it's not funny, but it is certainly absurd.
Yep. But Sully, if there was no collapse by the Cubs and they had made the playoffs, even getting in as the last wild card team, are we even having this conversation this morning? Or do you think they still would have gone ahead and jumped at the chance to get counsel?
I don't know. That's a good question. I can't imagine they would have. I think the collapse was a part of this. They may not say that in public, but I mean, they had a team that was in place for the playoffs, and they just fell apart down the stretch. And honestly, a lot of that, or at least some of it, can be directly pointed to Ross's managing. He definitely played those guys almost to the point of exhaustion, his regulars, down the stretch. And he admitted, you go with who brought you there, and these guys are experienced. But still, I mean, we're old enough to know that the 69 episode with Leo Durocher playing those guys all the way and them falling apart. So we'd seen that one before. So I don't know. That's a good question. But I would like to think that if he had gone to the postseason, he'd still be here. I really don't see Arizona as being a significantly better team than the Cubs, and they got to the World Series.
Can't make the excuse anymore about the guys being worn out because they're playing too many day games in the heat of summer.
No.
Can't use that one.
So you just brought a tear to Bob's eye by even bringing up the 69 Cubs.
Yeah, stop
well,
it already.
Bob, I'm sure you'll have a 90-minute marquee special on the the 2023 Cubs versus the 69 Cubs.
Yeah, good idea. Get to work on that now.
Sully, how much concern should there be? Is it even fair to be concerned over counsel's postseason record? Because I mean, you saw what happened to the winningest teams this year going to the playoffs, and they all got knocked out.
Yeah. No, that's a good question. A lot of people in Milwaukee are probably glad to see him go, because he did have the tendency to overachieve during the season, get these teams that really on paper weren't all that strong, and that he would get them to the playoffs. And then once they got in the playoffs, they'd fall apart. So, you know, he doesn't have a really good track record. He's never gone to a World Series. But I think it's just the overall record that, you look at the payrolls of that team, and you look at the players that they've had. They really had no one this year other than a couple starters and Christian Yelich and a really good closer in Devin Williams, and they still won the division pretty easily, as it turned out. So he's a great motivator. He's a good game manager, great for marketing. Kind of reminds me a lot of Madden, to tell you the truth. And I think Cub fans will be very excited once he comes here and explains his philosophy on winning and gets going. And certainly they're going to have to get players, of course, because, you know, it sounds like they're going to lose Bellinger. So they're going to have to replace him, and he's the biggest cog in the machine. So you know, we'll just have to see what happens.
History tells us that baseball traditionally has recycled managers. They've seemed to have gotten away from that maybe a little bit and going to some new faces in the dugouts now. But do you think Ross gets another shot sooner rather than later? Or do you think he will get another chance to manage?
I don't know. I don't. It just never crossed my mind that he would be fired. So
right. It's kind of an unfair question to throw at you.
Well, I mean, there are like 5-6 openings right now, and so certainly he should be throwing his hat in the ring if he's smart. I could see him going back to the broadcast booth, which is what a lot of guys do. You look at Bruce Bochy; he took a few years off, and they recycled him, and he won a World Series year back. So it still happens once in a while, and I hope he gets back in because he is a good person and I liked him personally. I just thought that there was some managerial tendencies that didn't really translate to winning.
What about the Sox hiring him? And it didn't think much of my comment.
I just did. I don't see it happening.
Yeah, I know.
Well, they've got their guy. They've said all along that they're keeping him out. In fact, I talked to counsel during the summer when we weren't sure what the Sox were going to do, and I said, "Wow, you'd really be great on the South Side." Of course, he wouldn't comment on it because he was going to be a free agent. But I thought he would have been a perfect guy on the South Side, but now he's on the North Side, and it's going to be very interesting to see what happens.
One more quick question, Paul. What should I do if WGN management gives me a vote of confidence?
Run, Bob. run.
Paul Sullivan.
There is no, the next time you hear someone talking about the family atmosphere in the Cubs clubhouse, you can dispel that, too. This is a hard business, and people want to win, and people have money to make, and, it's a family when you're winning, and when you're not winning, it's, goodbye.
David Ross, he's a legend, a fired legend. More in the Trib from
fired
Paul Sullivan.
Legend. Who would have thought?
Thanks, Paul. Good talking to you, as always.
All right. See you guys.
Appreciate it.